This arrangement is 28 measures long, and we will go through it the first time as written, and then the second time we'll take both hands up an octave. And you probably heard that when you listened to the arrangement. So what we'll do is we'll start off with the first four measures, and there are two pickup notes that lead us into it, though, so we'll include them as well. So we have this for our first four measures, including the pickup notes. Now what you're hearing in the left hand is a D minor arpeggio, and this is D, F, A. And I'm starting with the D below middle C with my fifth, then I'll play the F above that with my third, and then the A above that. And we have that for all four measures. Let's take a look at the right hand separately though. It starts on the D above middle C with the first, F above that with the third, and then the A above that, which we'll play four times. A, 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 then we'll have G, F, G, and then back to the A. So one more time. D, F, A, 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 G, F, G, A. And of course, that's just the G and the F under fingers 3 and 4. Then we have these two notes to lead us into measure 5. D, F. So it's the same as our pickup notes, the same D we had right above middle C, and the F above that. So now let's put the two hands together.